towards the end of the liturgical year. In November, the liturgy calls our attention once again to the coming end of our lives, not only mine and yours, but also of the entire world. Some people pay no attention. Our Lord gave two examples of that, one in the days of Noah, the other in the time of Lot. Warnings were given, were not heeded, then of course there was a stupendous disaster. Once again, as were the knowledge of God, of his existence, and the passage we just heard from the Book of Wisdom, the classic passage about the knowability, the existence of God, odd as it were, that so many, as it were confused God with the things that God has made, or with their idols, or worst of all, with themselves. In all these cases, as it were, the Lord provides for those, as it were, who are faithful to him, those who believe in him and follow his directives. It's not necessary to know the exact day, moment when I will pass from this world. It's enough to know that it is coming, that if I follow the instructions and the counsels of the Savior, I will be ready. And the same thing is true with the end of the world. We move closer every day, but we need not know the exact day or the moment. It is enough to have the instructions of our Lord and to continue to seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all the other things will be cared for. And if we suffer for our Lord, if we are persecuted because we believe that his instructions are the correct ones because he is the one who is deserving all our faith, in whom we can place all our hopes we will not be disappointed. But if we, as it were, become negligent, become, as it were, forgetful of these things, thinking it's never going to happen, and we have, as it were, all of the up-to-date scientific technology to solve all problems, we shall be, as it were, not so kindly surprised when the end comes. And so, dear brothers and sisters, let us strive, as it were, always to be faithful to our Lord, so that when he asks the question, is there anyone among you who still believes these, we can say, yes, Lord, I do believe. I am willing to join you in the sacrifice. I am willing to labor for the coming of your kingdom. And most of all, be ready for that moment when you call me to yourself, when you call everyone to yourself for that final judgment. I look forward to being with you forever. Let that praise be Jesus and Lord.